Hi, I'm Marcia Foster. I've just published my first book, Fighting Chance, a novel of the Wyoming Territory, on Kindle. Like most authors who've labored over every word and scene, I'm really proud of my book, Fighting Chance. But to be honest, it's kind of an odd duck. It doesn't fit neatly into any of the popular genres. Although that alone made it harder to get published, I'm glad I told the story the way I wanted to, without trying to ram it into somebody else's expectations, like Aunt Agnes in the novel trying to fit a very round Victorian woman into a tight corset. Some things are just better left in their natural state. I have to admit that I cringe a little when someone refers to it as a historical romance, because some of the ones I've read in that genre make me blush. Fighting Chance is a historical novel. Yes, but that sounds a little highbrow. There's a lot of humor in Fighting Chance. Actually, if you wanted to compare it to a movie that you might be familiar with, think Support Your Local Sheriff, but with a tad more introspection and not quite as over the top. Another inspiration for the story came from the old westerns I've watched. One of my particular favorite types within that mold were the ones where two or more cowboys were thrown together by circumstances. They had to stick together long enough to get the job done, whether it was cleaning up a town full of bad guys or bringing a herd of cattle to market. In the best of these movies, while the good guys were riding along a desert trail or sitting around a campfire, the audience watched as the characters came to life, revealing their past and who they had become. Often one character was older and wiser, and a younger character grew up along the trail. By the end of the movie, the cowboys formed a bond based on respect and friendship. I'm referencing the old movies here, the ones where you could tell the good guys from the bad guys. But we're talking guys here. Where were the gals? Yes, I know you think the guys kissed their horses goodnight. That's not entirely accurate. There were women who also came west, women who owned and ran saloons and gambling halls, and the women who worked there. Women owned cafes and boarding houses like Corey did in Fighting Chance. There were women who took in laundry. You don't think the guys did their own laundry, do you? Some women homesteaded in their own names, sometimes to secure a claim adjacent to their folks' place and thereby increase the size of the family holdings. Other women, suddenly widowed, proved up claims that they had originally staked with their husbands. And a few women did it all by themselves. In addition, there were the school teachers who came to instruct the children of ranchers, miners, shopkeepers, and lawmen in the towns that sprang up along the rail lines. One such school teacher, May Duncan, is the heroine of Fighting Chance. So when did I get the idea to write Fighting Chance? Well, it was a long time ago, sitting cross-legged on the floor in front of a coffee table. My premise was this. Why not have two people ride together and develop a bond of friendship and respect the way the cowboys in those old movies did? Only this time, that bond would be between a man and a woman. Of course, a little romance would be nice, too. And that's how it started.